亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是靠主的灵方能成事，这分作两部分，这是这信息的第一部分。哈利路亚。出自于撒加利亚书第四章第六节，那里说，这是耶华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。哈利路亚。今天一切都需要圣灵来帮助我们。当初神创造天地的时候，哈利路亚，是何等的壮观，哈利路亚。但这样的创造的能力却不能够带来生命，能力虽然可以带来改变，哈利路亚，但却没有办法带来生命，因为生命只有从神来，哈利路亚。所以不是依靠这些势力来带来生命，就像创世纪第二章第七节，神用尘土创造的第一个人亚当，但是当时亚当各样身体的创造都有了，就是没有生命，直到神向他吹进生命的气息，哈利路亚，才成为有灵的活人。所以要靠着生命气息，神的灵，所以神是生命唯一的来源，唯有圣灵来了才带给我们生命，哈利路亚。而生命只有从神来。今天一个宗教，今天一个教会，若没有神的灵在当中，不过像亚当的身体一样是死的，有各样的结构，有各样的组织，却是一个死的身体，哈利路亚。所以我们人往往喜欢看到能力的彰显，但重要的是圣灵所赐那永恒的生命，哈利路亚。这样的生命是从神自己里面出来，今天赐给那寻求他的人。生命需要维持，也只有借着圣灵不断来更新喂养我们里面的生命，哈利路亚。所以不是依靠势力，所以不是依靠才能，唯有依靠神的灵方能成事。我们需要圣灵赐给我们那永恒的生命。让我们一起来分享。
生命随即引我，我们举双手相互依恋，只剩你，哦主，宣称你的生命，心在你。
It is good to be in the house of the Lord.
在神的殿中是好的。
And it is better yet to visit with the Lord of the house.
更好的是能够拜访这位殿的主。
That's still better, isn't it?
这是更好的事情。
If I come to your house to visit you,
如果我到你的家中拜访你
and you are not there,
你不在家
I will be disappointed, won't I?
我会很失望，对不对？
You may have a very lovely house,
你或许有一个很美的家
but really, I wouldn't go to visit your house.
但是其实我不会去拜访你的房子。
I would go to visit you, wouldn't I?
我要看的是你。
So it is good to visit the house of the Lord, but it's better yet to visit the Lord of the house.
所以来到神的殿中是好的，但是更好的是能够拜访到这位殿中的主。
And to open our hearts before him.
当我们在他的面前把心敞开来。
And we open our hearts by opening our lips.
我们敞开心就是借着打开口。
That's one reason we sing.
这就是为什么我们要唱歌的原因之一。
And the more we can adopt the song as a true expression from ourselves,
我们越能够用这歌把它当成是发自我们内心真正的表达
the better it will be.
这样子就越好。
The more we use a song as a means of expression to God,
我们越用歌来作为跟神表达的工具
and adopt the words the songwriter used,
而且也用这个歌作者所用的歌词
as words that we want to say
就像是我们自己想要说的话一样
and say them to God
就向着神说
because God likes for us to talk with him
因为神喜欢我们跟他说话
he made us talking creatures
神造我们是会讲话的
sometimes we talk too much
有时候我们说的太多了
sometimes we don't talk enough
有时候我们说的不够
Sometimes, before church, and after the service,
有时候在教会之前或是在教会聚完会之后
perhaps we may talk too much.
或许我们讲话讲太多了
Sometimes, in the service, we don't talk much at all.
有时候我们在聚会当中根本没说什么话
We sit there and let the preacher talk.
我们坐在那里就让牧师讲话
But if someone comes to visit me,
但是如果有人来拜访我
I like to talk with him.
我喜欢跟他说话
But I also like him to talk with me.
但是我也喜欢他跟我说话
Conversation is much more pleasant when both sides talk, isn't it?
谈话如果双方都讲话的时候就愉快的多了
And so if we come to church and only talk with one another,
所以如果我们到教会来只是彼此交谈
and we've come to his house,
我们到了神的殿中
and haven't talked with him,
还没有跟他说话
well, I think it's kind of disappointing to the Lord.
我想主一定觉得很失望
Maybe he would say, I wonder what they came to my house for.
或许他会说我真不晓得这些人来到我的殿中是做什么的
They didn't say anything to me.
他们没有跟我说一句话呀
They didn't talk with me.
他们没有跟我讲话。
They didn't even ask anything.
他们甚至什么都没有求。
I wonder what they came for.
我真不晓得他们到底为什么要来。
In my first pastorate,
在我第一次牧会的时候
it was a congregation of North American Indians.
那是我的会众是北美的印第安人。
The Indians are a very stoic people.
印第安人是很拘谨的人。
That means they don't talk much.
他们不怎么说话。
Many times all they'll do is say, 嗯。
他们常常只这样，嗯。
That's a major word for them.
这对他们来讲已经是一个很大的字了。
And I remember one day,
我记得有一天,
an Indian woman drove up into our yard and
有一位印第安的姐妹开车到了我们的院子里。
Called us out.
她就把我们叫出来。
It was just about dinner time.
那个时候差不多是晚餐的时候。
In fact, my wife had the lunch cooking on the stove.
事实上我的太太正在煮晚饭。
And she came out to visit with us.
那他就来要拜访我们。
So we talked.
所以我们就讲话了。
And we talked.
我们讲话。
And we talked.
我们讲话。
And we, anything we could think of to talk about.
我们能够想到的任何东西我们都讲。
And we asked questions.
我们就问问题。
And it was over an hour.
就讲了这样一个多小时。
The lunch was burned.
我们的饭都已经烧焦了。
And in all that time, that Indian woman said not one word.
在那段时间之内，那个印第安姐妹她一句话都没有说。
We did all the talking.
全部是我们在讲话。
And finally, she grunted and started her car and drove away.
终于她就把车子发动了，开走了。
I learned later that she said to some other people in the church that she'd had such a lovely visit with us.
后来教会其他的人告诉我们说，这姐妹回去以后说，哦，她到我们家拜访实在是很好的事情。
Perhaps she did.
或许她觉得很好。
But we did not have a lovely visit with her.
但是我们并不觉得她来拜访我们那段时间是很愉快的。
Especially the fact she spoiled our lunch.
特别是她破坏了我们的用饭。
A visit has to go two ways, doesn't it?
这拜访必须是双向的。
So we come to the Lord of the house.
所以我们就到了殿中的主的面前。
What do you want to say to him?
你想要对他说什么？
Ask him something?
跟他求一些事情吗？
I'm sure he would say, well, ask me then.
我相信他会跟你说，那你就跟我求啊。
Oh, but first we'd be polite, wouldn't we?
但是首先我们要很有礼貌，对不对？
We'd greet him and say hello.
我们跟他问安，说 hello.
We wouldn't jump right in and ask what we wanted the first thing.
我们不会一开始就跳进去，把我们要求的东西先讲出来了。
But even that would be better than waiting till the end and then grunting and going home.
但是即使是这样子也比到了最后什么都不讲就回家要来得好。
And so we come before the Lord of the house.
所以我们就到了殿中的主面前。
And just in simplicity and in friendliness.
就是很单纯的很友善的。
As you'd visit any loved friend.
就像你拜访任何你所爱的朋友一样。
And enjoy a visit.
享受这个拜访。
Heavenly Father,
天父
，You said you'd be here whenever we met together.
你说每当我们聚集在一起的时候，你就会在这里。
We have come to your house.
我们已经来到你的殿中。
But I pray that for everyone there shall be more than just coming to your house.
但是我为每一位祈求，不只是来到你的殿中而已。
But that there would be more.
愿不只是这样子。
They would come to the Lord of the house.
而是他们都能够来到这位殿的主面前。
And I would say to you first of all.
我要对你说第一点。
I'm so thankful for life.
我真感谢你给我生命。
And for the light.
还有光。
And for the privilege of coming to your house.
感谢你给我这样的荣幸，能够来到你的殿中。
The fact you invite me is something so wonderful.
你居然会邀请我，是何等奇妙的事。
Oh, many great people would not invite me to their house.
很多伟大的人不会邀请我到他们的家中。
Many great people in this city would never invite me to their house.
很多这城里面伟大的人绝对不会邀请我去他们的家。
But you, who are greater than all the greatest people,
但是你大过所有伟大的人
have invited me.
你已经邀请了我
And I came because I wanted to come.
我来因为我想要来
Because I felt it was an honor to come.
因为我觉得能够来是我的荣幸
I felt I needed to come.
我觉得我需要来
So here I am.
所以我在这里
Lord, thank you that I could come.
主，谢谢你，因为我能够来。
It is good to get away from home and things and the common places of life.
能够暂时离开家，离开物质，离开生活中寻常的事情是好的。
Walk into this place and shut the door.
进到这个地方，把门关上。
And shut all those things outside.
把外面所有的东西都关上。
And just get quiet.
单单地安静下来。
Quiet in my spirit.
在我的灵里面安静下来。
Until that peace that always radiates from you.
直到那个总是从你放射出来的平安。
Brings my inner being into peace.
把平安带到我里面的人。
My thoughts.
带到我的意念里。
My fears.
我的害怕。
My anxiety.
我的焦虑。
My worries.
我的担心。
The things that await me tomorrow.
那些明天在等着我的事情。
The things that threaten me.
在威胁我的事。
The things that upset me.
让我搅扰的事情。
The things that frighten me.
让我害怕的事情。
But when I can sit in your presence a little while.
当我能够有一段时间坐在你的面前。
Your peace comes back.
你的平安就回来了。
And I begin to feel well.Everything's all right.
我开始就觉得一切都没有问题。
Because you make things all right.
因为你使得一切都没有问题。
And so I pray.
所以我恳求。
Lord, as we sit here.
主，当我们坐在这里。
Let your peace and your mercy.
愿你的平安，你的怜悯。
And especially your wonderful love.
特别是你奇妙的爱。
That always flows out from you to your people.
总是从你流向你的百姓。
Flow out over this people this afternoon.
求你就在今天晚上流到这群人的身上。
Let them feel that they are loved.
让他们感觉到他们是被爱的。
That they are important to you.
他们对你是重要的。
They are welcome and you have invited them because you want them.
他们是受欢迎的，而且你已经邀请了他们，因为你想要他们。
They have not come as intruders.
他们来并不是闯入的。
They have come because they're your children.
他们来因为他们是你的孩子。
And they have a right to your house.
他们有权利到你的家中。
And you will never cast them out.
你绝对不会把他们赶出去。
Those that belong to you will never be cast out.
那些属于你的人绝对不会被赶出去。
So I pray, Lord,
所以主，我恳求
in every spirit here,
在这里的每一个灵
work your spirit of grace,
求你的圣灵
and life,
施恩赐下生命
and your spirit of power,
还有你能力的灵
and your spirit of love,
你爱的灵
change our attitudes,
改变我们的态度
Melt away and speak away our fears.
求你将我们的惧怕都融化了。
So when we go back to the world outside,
好让我们回到外面的世界。
We'll look at things differently again.
再次看事情的时候就不一样了。
We'll think of things the right way again.
我们会能够正确地看事情。
We need that from you.
我们需要你赐给我们这些。
We need it very often.
我们常常都需要的。
Because so quickly all the pressures and all the threats
因为很快的所有的压力所有的威胁
and all the troubles outside
所有外面来的困难
press in upon us
都会涌向我们
and the first thing we know
我们所知道的第一件事情
our faith gets weak
就是我们的信心变弱
our fears grow again
我们的惧怕又增加了
So that's why we need to come every so often.
这就是为什么我们这么常需要来。
And if nothing more,
若没有别的。
Sometimes we can't think of anything to say to you.
有时候我们没有办法想到要跟你说些什么。
But I would say, just let me sit here then.
但是我说，那么就单单的让我坐在这里吧。
I don't know what to say.
我不晓得要说什么。
But it's so wonderful just to sit here.
但是单单能够坐在这里就这么美好了。
And absorb that wonderful.Life and light that pours out of you onto your people.
能够吸收到从你浇灌给你百姓的光的生命，所以我恳求。
Bless your people.
祝福你的百姓。
Because you love them.
因为你爱他们。
And I thank you.
我感谢你。
Tonight we're going to look into the book of Zechariah.
今天晚上我们要来看撒加利亚书。
We're speaking on the Spirit of God.
我们在讲神的灵。
He's such a wonderful spirit.
他是很奇妙的灵。
And he works in so many ways.
他用许许多多的方式做工。
And tonight we're looking at another way he works.
今天晚上我们要来看他工作的另外一种方式。
And in chapter 4 and verse 6,
我们来看撒迦利亚书第四章。
And the last part of this verse, actually.
其实我们要来看的是这一节的后面。
Saying, not by might,
不是依靠势力,
nor by power,
不是依靠才能,
but by my spirit,
乃是依靠我的灵,方能成事, 万军之耶和华说,
by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts,
耶和华, 万军之耶和华说, 乃是靠我的灵。
I was thinking way back in creation, the first chapter of the Bible.
我想到早在创造的时候就是圣经里面的第一章
The Spirit of God visited the earth
神的灵造访了地球
We read that in the first verse
我们在第一节就读到了
And he brooded over the waters of the oceans
他在水面上运行
And he reformed and recreated everything
他重新塑造重新创造了一切
Made it like it is now
就像是现在的样子
So wonderfully balanced
是这么的奇妙平衡的
A few thousand miles closer to the sun we'd all burn up
如果我们再靠近太阳几千里的话
A few thousand miles away we'd all freeze
如果我们离太阳再多远个几千里的话我们通通会冻死
All the astronomers marvel at the balance of our planet
所有的天文学家都为我们世界的平衡感到非常的讶异
And he manifested his power
他彰显出他的能力
Created the earth,
创造了地
and the oceans and the seas,
和海洋
But with all that manifestation of power, and it must have been quite a spectacle.
在他彰显这一切能力的时候，一定是非常壮观的。
Have you ever seen videos of a volcano?
你有没有看过录影带讲到火山爆发？
Isn't it a spectacle?
是不是非常壮观
Have you seen videos of a hurricane?
你有没有看到
Or a typhoon?
有飓风或是台风
Maybe you've been in one
或许你自己也经历过
Isn't it a spectacle?
是不是非常的壮观
Have you ever been in an earthquake? A good earthquake?
你有没有经历过地震
Well, maybe there aren't any good earthquakes, but
或许地震没有什么好的
Just think of making it all and putting it all together and putting the mountains up and putting the valleys in and what a thing it must have been.
你就想要把所有的山把所有的地整个都放在一起一定是怎么样的大事。
What a manifestation of power.
那彰显的能力是何等大。
No, when you're in a big storm,
当你在很大的风暴中
you feel very humble and very helpless.
你会自己就很谦卑下来觉得很无助
When you stand Have you been in a storm on sea Or when you stand at the shore When this big storm is raging
当你在风暴中的时候站在海边
You feel so small
你感觉自己这么渺小
Such a tremendous manifestation of power
那彰显的能力很大
And yet in all this manifestation of power
然而在这一切能力的彰显中
When God created the earth
当神创造了地
He created it and it had the oceans and the land and the mountains and the valleys and the rivers everything was there
有山有海有低谷一切都在那里
Lacking one thing
少了一样
Can you guess what it was?
你能不能猜是什么东西
Life.
生命
Life.
生命
Power did not bring life.
能力没有带来生命
It brought tremendous, tremendous changes.
能力带来很大很大的改变
And in all of the whole creation,
在所有的创造当中
what tremendous manifestations of power.
那彰显的能力很大
When they take pictures of the sun, what a powerhouse it is.
人们从太阳得到的电力能力是何等的大。
We are 90 million miles away and it still burns the skin off of us.
我们离太阳是9000万里远，但是还是会让我们的皮肤给烧着了。
But there's no power, no life in it.
但是当中没有生命。
So that's what we read.
这就是我们读的。
Not by power.
不是依靠势力能力。
Power didn't do it.
这并不是势力能力做成的。
And then God brought forth light.
然后神就生出了光。
He set all the stars burning.
他使得所有的星星都燃烧起来。
He ignited the sun.
他点燃了太阳。
He set the moon in its place.
他把月亮放在应有的位置。
He had all the light for all the worlds.
他有全世界的光。
And there's still no life.
还是没有生命。
He had the powerhouses of the sky all working.
可以说天上就像一个发电厂一样都在工作着。
Light and tremendous sources of power.
有光还有极大的能力的来源，各种各样的能力。
But no life.
但是没有生命。
You know, it says in the seventh verse of the second chapter of Genesis that,God created man, and then he formed man of the dust of the earth.
在创世纪第二章第七节里面讲到说神造了人，然后他就用地上的尘土形成了人。
So, there he was.
所以人在那里了。
The man.
人。
Laying there.
躺在那里。
Our bodies are beautiful things.
我们的身体是很美的东西。
Adam's body was so perfect, it must have been more beautiful than any other body.
亚当的身体是这么的完美，一定比任何其他的身体都美。
But he wasn't alive.
但是他不是活着的。
After all that artistry and all that chemistry and all that, shall I say, the work of engineering.
在那么多奇妙的艺术工作化学工作还有工程
and all that miracle of putting that body together,
在那个神迹把那个身体都放在一起
and there's no life in it,
当中没有生命
until one thing,
直到一件事
then came the spirit and breathed life into it,
然后灵来了把生命吹到它的里面
not by power, not by might,
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
But by my spirit, saith the Lord.
万军之耶和华说，乃是靠我的灵。